David Smith, Chief Officer of the Kingston Clinical Commissioning Group and also Director of Health and Adult Services for the borough. I think it's been a great day. It's been great to get people from a wide section of Kingston together, concentrating on a single issue, which is clearly of great importance to people in the borough. I think for me, one of the things, my pledge that I made was that we need to make sure that this agenda around fuel poverty is in all of our plans. So it needs to be in the Better Care Fund plan, it needs to be in the JSNA, and it needs to be in other strategic plans. And the reason for saying that is because if we don't get it in the plan, then you don't get the senior commitment to delivering on it. And therefore, there can be lots of really good work, and there's lots of it in Kingston, but unless it's really brought together somewhere where all organisationally, the organisations in Kingston are committed to it, actually it won't get delivered the way we need to. So that was my pledge. I think for me, some of the issues are around how this then links into some of our other agendas. And in my talk, I talked about needing to shift resources from the treatment end and treating people when they are ill, and get more of that resource into prevention and into support, and critically the work we've been doing to support people in their own homes. And the agenda around people's housing and their homes and whether they're heated and whether they're warm or not is absolutely critical to that agenda, because all of the evidence points that if people are cold, particularly if they're elderly, then they will get a series of diseases that we have to treat. So it is absolutely critical that we change the way we're actually focusing our services and we get the money shifted. But that does mean some difficult choices for us, because the money will have to come out of acute care and need to go into whether it's social care, personal care, supporting the voluntary sector. Now, I think that is a very exciting agenda, but it is an incredibly challenging one for everyone in Kingston. But I think that's what we need to do.